There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of the legendary 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, and beaming to AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KTGO 1090 Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Stanley and beyond, and the great northwest of North Dakota, of course, KLTC on the western edge, 1460 in Dickinson as well, all part of our What's on Your Mind network, and we thank you. We are blessed by the greatest audience on the face of the earth. Love your take. I hear that all the time from folks who say, you know, the best part of your show, Scott, is the callers, the people. And I say, I couldn't agree anymore. I learn something every day, and glad that you are joining us today on the program. A lot of folks are talking about what happened in the debate last night. That is certainly the fodder and the buzz. You know, and I catch myself sometimes getting caught up in the, I like that or I didn't like that, or kind of the X's and O's of it. And when I step back a little bit and take a breath, I recognize the fact that we have an incredible group of individuals vying to be the Republican nominee for President of the United States. And I forget who had the line last night. The Democrats can't even get one, right? I mean, they're having a tough time. I mean, they're leading nominees under an FBI investigation right now over Emailgate. And yet you have 17 people who, if you look individually at their resume as though you're hiring somebody that would be, you know, somebody that would care for our country or care for your children, are pretty darn impressive. So I think it's important to keep that in mind as well. I think Donald Trump won by not losing. He wasn't great. He wasn't bad. But he remains atop the pack in my mind. I don't think anything last night knocks him off that. You know, I think number two is Marco Rubio. I was pretty impressed. Ben Carson, very good. I think I have Carson two and Rubio three. But there was a lot of things to like and certainly comment about in last night's debate. So we'll be chatting more about that and get your take. Mike from Bismarck, ready to go here, and some others as well that will be joining us in the program, and we look forward to chatting with all of you here throughout the hour. We're in Watford City, North Dakota, corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue North. I'm under the Cloverdale Meats Big Flavor Country tent, and the Cloverdale pickup is right next to us. You can't miss us again, corner of 2nd and Main. Right on Main Street with the live radio program of What's on Your Mind. We're here for Rib Fest. It really is a street fair and a Rib Fest combined. A lot of great things happening in Watford City. And we encourage you to come on out, take advantage. And if you're here, through the lunch hour, we'll be serving up some goodies. T.J. Russell, Cloverdale Foods, is here with us. We have a big announcement we're going to share with you in just a moment. And I'm looking forward to that as well. T.J., how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Doing good. Doing good.
Every day is a great day when I'm looking at bacon and summer sausage and some Cloverdale brats on a Rib Fest day.
I'm torn. The debate today is, should I have a jalapeno cheddar or should I have pepper jack tangy? That's the debate. Or does teardrop ham trump bacon? I don't know. I'm torn.
It really is. And I understand there is a new flavor of bacon that is coming from Cloverdale.
I'm going to throw some samples of a new chipotle garlic bacon on the grill today. We're going to do that probably in the fourth quarter of this year for retail. We've already got chipotle bacon out in our food service channel. So many of our great restaurant partners and food service operators and places like that can already get their hands on our chipotle bacon. Chipotle garlic bacon, so that's all. We're rocking on that one.
I see on this beautiful Traeger grill that is a pig. It is actually a pink pig.
It's a well-traveled pink pig. And it's been fun walking up and on the streets of Watford City and seeing so many Traeger grills out here. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if they came from us or not, but doesn't matter. They're from all over the place.
That's right. Gina Russell is the original Traeger dealer in North Dakota, isn't she?
My partner in crime. She's, boy, without her, I don't know where I'd be today. We're knocking on the door 28 years in a few weeks.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And that grill shop's pretty neat. I mean, they crank out some Traeger grills. And like you say, now it's the grill du jour, right?
Well, she's been the number one Traeger dealer in the state of North Dakota for just about 10 years. So, yeah, I don't know how she does that in addition to raising four kids that are pretty awesome kids and you know, letting me focus on the things that I got to focus on.
Moms are amazing. They do some incredible things. On the Traeger grill, by the way, some ribs. And there's some rib history to Cloverdale, right?
You know, we've been in and out of ribs in the grocery business for some time. We're currently what we call black with it right now, and we'll be bringing ribs back into the retail side of the business in the next year. But we're going to sample some ribs today just because I know a lot of our food service partners, again, restaurants and such, that don't have the time or the people or the equipment to do their own fully cooked smoked ribs. We're going to show some people that, you know, you can still buy a terrific fully cooked smoked rib, and you don't have to be an expert on the grill. You just got to, you know, get these babies hot.
And they are really good. I mean, your ribs are really, really good. So you're probably having them at restaurants. You just don't know they're Cloverdale ribs necessarily because they're already out there and done. And you're saying soon they'll actually be in stores too.
Yes, we're going to bring them back into the stores soon.
Now, where I have bought them is your store next to the plant in Mandan.
We have a factory outlet store next to our plant in Mandan. So if you're ever in town, coming through town, stop at our factory outlet store, say hi to the folks there. They've usually got some great deals, ribs included.
All right, can I get your debate take here in a little bit? You want to add to the to the mix today after we chat with Mike in Bismarck and Jacob in Watford City? We'll get yours, and then we have that big announcement too.
All right,
are you excited for that? So don't go anywhere. Stay right here, TJ. TJ Russell with Cloverdale with us today. We are on the corner of Main Street and 2nd Avenue North, literally open air. What's on your mind today? Come see us for some free goodies over the lunch hour today, and let's find out what your debate take is on what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mike in Bismarck, tell me.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on the program. I've seen Carly Fiorina talk several times, not in person, but on TV. I was not a bit surprised how the lady performed. And if she is not our nomination for president, who is ever our nomination would be very wise to put her on the ticket, I sincerely believe. And I also thought that besides the guys you just said, Rubio and Carson, I like Kasich, Johnny Kasich from Ohio, and Mike Huckabee. And I mean, we got such a lineup of potential people to be president. And the questioning last night, I couldn't believe it. I mean, they got pretty darn pointed. And I just enjoyed that debate tremendously. To me, it's like seventh game of the World Series or a Super Bowl. And I don't know. I'm still fired up about the whole deal. And go Carly. That's what I have to say.
All right. She did do good. I almost feel bad that she sort of is the most often mentioned candidate as a vice presidential, you know, running mate, because that sort of says you're not good enough for the top job, you know. But I think your point is pretty well taken.
Can I say one more?
Sure.
May I say one more? Okay, if we're going to have a choice between a first lady president, if she had a debate with Hillary or, let's say, Megyn Kelly, the commentator on the show, both those women, and I can say five or six other women on Fox, they would clean Hillary Clinton's clock. And I mean, just...
I share
waste that lady.
Mike, I appreciate your call. I'm gonna jump to Jacob in Watford City just because I got to keep rolling, but I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I share your view of last night's debate. It was good. There was a lot to like there. Thanks for the call. Jacob, Watford City, your take.
Good morning, John.
How are you?
Good. I don't think anybody's listening to what Donald Trump is saying. He's saying if he's not respected and if he has the lead in the polls and they still go with the candidate that's lower, that's when he's going to go third party, and that's when he's not going to respect whoever's chosen.
Yeah, I don't know that he was pinned down enough to say that answer is a reason not to support Trump. Because I think part of what you're saying is right. Although I got to say, a guy that has his balance sheet, right, and his resume and acumen, why is he saying, well, if I'm not respected and I'm not treated right, then I'm going to take my ball and go home? It sounds like something you say in third grade playground. I don't, you know, some of the things he says like that are just a little bit odd. But I do think you're right. He isn't necessarily saying what people are saying. He's saying, let's go to Regent. Mike, what's your take?
Well, I wonder why Ted Cruz isn't getting a little more attention here. At the end of the debate, they raised hands for who impressed the most, not changed minds, but impressed the most. And Ted got the most. You know, he's getting a lot of heat for being outspoken, but... You know, I'm sick of moderates losing for us. I'd like to see a real conservative win.
All right, we're going to play a little Ted Cruz when we come back after a break here. Appreciate the call and the take.
Thank you.
Nice to hear Pheasant Country. You got me dreaming now for a couple of months down the road. And another great rooster chase. So appreciate that call just for that reason alone. We're in Watford City today, live and on location. And it is Rib Fest. The great fun is getting underway as we speak and really heats up over the lunch hour. Come on by and see us. And by the way, we're with our friends from Cloverdale today. And in honor of Rib Fest and all the great things going on, I want you to go to a Cashwise store near you and get yourself Cloverdale 28-ounce tanging for $7.88 or rough cut bacon, some of the best on the grill. Oh, I love that. $2.98 a pound. That is incredible. There's also other Cloverdale items on specials in the stores at Cashwise Watford City, Minot, Bismarck, Jamestown, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, and Dickinson. And make sure you tell them Scott sent you. More with T.J. Russell from Cloverdale. We're keeping you in anticipation of a big, big, big announcement. We'll do that coming up. More of your take on the debate as well. We're live in Watford City today for RibFest. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Is a disaster. We have abandoned and alienated our friends and allies, and our enemies are stronger. Radical Islam is on the rise. Iran's on the verge of acquiring a nuclear weapon. Absolutely, yes. And not only will I support it, I have authored Kate's Law in the United States Senate and filed that legislation. I tried to get the Senate to vote to pass Kate's Law on the floor of the Senate just 1 week ago, and the leader of our own party blocked a vote on Kate's Law. We will not defeat radical Islamic terrorism so long as we have a president unwilling to utter the words radical Islamic terrorism.
Great line.
Scripture tells us, you shall know them by their fruits. We see lots of campaign conservatives. But if we're going to win in 2016, we need a consistent conservative, someone who's been a fiscal conservative, a social conservative, a national security conservative. There are real differences. If I am elected president, let me tell you about my first day in office. The first thing I intend to do is to rescind every illegal and unconstitutional executive action taken by Barack Obama.
All right, there you go. That's Ted Cruz. And a caller earlier wanted to hear more from Ted Cruz. You know, you listen to that now like that, and you say, wow, pretty darn good. I didn't really get any wows from Ted Cruz while watching the two-hour debate. And I can't explain it, but just on that stage, he didn't have the presence that some of the other candidates did. So I don't really know. TJ, what do you want to give us your take?
Wasn't he one of the highest guys Googled afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah, people wanted to know more about him, just like our earlier caller. So
yeah.
That says something, right? Ben Carson was, too. I think Ben Carson said he had 100,000 new
Facebook followers. I thought Ben Carson's brain audit check in Washington was...
That's pretty good.
It's pretty clever.
That was.
That's pretty clever.
That was his closing line.
Yeah, that was pretty clever. Rubio sounded terrific, and you know, Trump was entertaining. You got what you probably expected out of him.
It was, you know, it's amazing. It's August, right? The nominee won't even really be, you know, all the tallying and all the New Hampshire craziness of Iowa and everything else. That's like a February deal, right?
So, I mean, yeah, we're like a year away.
January and February. I mean, so this is, I mean, incredible amount of time until we're a year away from the actual convention when there's just a lot to do, but a lot going on. All right, let me get Casey in here, and then we have a big announcement for you folks. I've been talking about it all morning, and I'm fired up to tell you about it. We'll do it after this. Casey. What's on your mind? You're next. You got a debate take, Casey? Casey, are you there? Manny, you want to see if you can talk to Casey and find out why we're not hearing him, and maybe put him on in just a little bit? A lot of text questions. We have a number of off-air calls we haven't got, Duke. We'll go ahead and roll one of those, Todd.
Heard your comment about SWAG. You guys are talking about in the military realm, that acronym stands for Scientific Wild Afghans.
That is, I've heard that term as well. He was talking about earlier. We mentioned we have some free Cloverdale giveaways today. Some SWAG, I called it, which I don't know why I called that, but we did find out that is an accurate term for things that are, you know, given away. These are pretty nice, TJ, these keychains that are toothpick holders.
They'll come in handy today at a rib fest.
No kidding.
You might need a toothpick walking around town today.
Yeah, exactly. So that is that's pretty darn cool. Okay, we lost Casey. So let's go to the big announcement here. Well, first I have a text question and comment, and this one's for you while you're here. It says, obviously this listener was hearing us talk earlier about Chipotle garlic bacon. And the question for you is, can you buy the Chipotle garlic bacon at the Cloverdale store?
Yes.
Wow.
If okay. Not right now, within an hour.
Somebody's listening. They'll get it there. So that also is at the factory outlet.
Yeah, we're already selling a bulk food service pack that we would sell to restaurants to a couple of our food service channel partners. And, of course, they're selling it to, you know, restaurants up and down, you know, the Midwest already. So things like that would already be available at our Cloverdale Country Store.
Here's the big announcement that I'm really excited about. Of course, we've really enjoyed our partnership on a number of different issues with Cloverdale over the years, but we have sat down and put our heads together and said, obviously, we're fans of the products you serve, and that being, you know, whether it be the summer sausage or the bacon or the, you know, the brats. I mean, it's always hard picking a favorite, you know, the ham. You just go right down the list. But Cloverdale and Big Flavor and the fact that it's North Dakota made is something that is near and dear to my heart. So I've loved talking about the products and loved getting to know folks at Cloverdale and being at different events. And I know that there are a lot of great supermarkets out there, a lot of great restaurants that serve it, a lot of great, you know, healthcare providers that serve it as well. And we want to celebrate those folks, and we're going to be doing that regularly on the program. So first and foremost, our telephone line, which is the most important thing to a radio talk show, right? Because that's the line that comes into us and feeds us all this great knowledge from the listeners. Beginning Monday has a brand new name, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So that is the one part of the announcement that we're extraordinarily excited about. And then we'll also regularly be talking about people that are serving and selling Cloverdale products as well. So, TJ, thank you for this partnership, and we're really excited.
Well, we are, too. I feel like I've graduated. I've gone from listener to maybe an occasional caller. Now we're a sponsor. Now we're going to be a regular advertiser partner of the flag. And we appreciate the opportunity. You're a terrific storyteller, and we think that we have a great story. For 100 years now, our family has been in the food business. We've been in the meat business for an awful long time. We have great products. We have great people. And I think we have a terrific story to tell. And we need a great storyteller. And besides all of our people in our sales force and in the field that are, you know, telling our story and talking to our customers and things like that, we need to share the word. There's a lot of new faces in North Dakota that don't know who Cloverdale is. They don't realize that this product is made right in their backyard, right in Mandan, North Dakota, where the West begins.
Where the West begins, exactly right. And it is. It's all about North Dakota. I love celebrating North Dakota, and obviously, Cloverdale being North Dakota made, it's a perfect fit. So we're really excited about this. You got a lot of great partners that sell and serve Cloverdale, and you know, fun, iconic North Dakota names and brands, and that store people have been going to for years, or that restaurant they love, and we're going to celebrate them too, aren't we?
We sure are. We're gonna talk to a number of restaurant partners throughout the entire state. So when our travels and your travels kind of coordinate and come together, we'll talk about some of these great restaurants and some of these truck stops or some of the school food service establishments or you know, the hospitals or healthcare places that serve Cloverdale. The best healthcare in the state is serving Cloverdale right now. So, you know, we're going to be sharing a lot of information with you on who our partners are in the food service channel, as well as who our partners are in retail, be it the Dams of the world, the Marketplaces of the world, the Cashwise folks, Hugo's and Hornbacher's, and many, many, many others, all the independent retailers up and down Main Street through the Dakotas.
I might even go to Kroll's Diner one of these days.
Kroll's Diner, Dakota Farms,
another dandy.
Yeah, terrific places.
And we're really looking forward to this. Well, thank you. We appreciate this partnership very much. I'm looking forward to you know, doing our part and being that storyteller for a product I love. So we really appreciate you and everybody at Cloverdale.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. We appreciate the opportunity, Scott.
And don't forget, come see us at RibFest. We're kicking this off in fine fashion here at Watford City, Main Street, 2nd Avenue North, serving up the goodies today. And your toughest decision will be, you know, some ribs, some tangy summer sausage, some brats, some chipotle garlic bacon.
That's the debate.
Yeah.
That's the debate.
Yeah. So
should I wrap my bacon in pepper bacon or not?
We're going to give you a couple of tough dilemmas and get that $2.98 a pound rough cut bacon at the Cashwise locations and other Cashwise stores as well. Watford City and the entire region on special from Cloverdale. Cloverdale products at Cashwise on sale, celebrating this great partnership. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind a vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Like this election has been a whole lot about a person who's very high in the polls but doesn't have a clue about how to govern, a person who has been filled with scandals and who could not lead. And of course, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton.
Of course, everybody thought he was talking about Donald Trump, right? And even Trump himself.
Perfect line.
The funny part about that is Trump had the visual on that. Trump had like his hands over his heart, like, "Oh no, it's coming, it's coming." Yeah. And then he actually said, "Thank you."
Isn't that awesome line of the whole thing?
That was pretty good. There's another one, Ben Carson's line. I know we're trying to get everybody's voice in here, and I don't know who we're missing so far. Trying to think, we're doing pretty good about getting everybody in, but if we can squeeze it in before the end, Ben Carson at the very end, the little 30-second each soundbite, talked about an analogy in Washington, D.C. and brains as a neurosurgeon that was pretty good. Here's some calls that have come in during the break as well at 800-228-0550. Rating the debate today on What's on Your Mind live from Watford City, 800-228-0550. Go ahead and roll a couple of those.
Looking at the debate last night, I can see why Trump is head and shoulders above the rest of the politicians. Nobody's going to dictate to him what to do. And I hope he runs the country like he runs a business. And does the best for the business, and don't worry about what people think about it, but worry about the business as a whole. And looking at the country in that light, I think he'll do fine. And the two pathetic ones I thought were really pathetic was Bush and the governor from Ohio. They show where they come from, just career politicians with losers. I would call them real losers.
All right.
I did like Rand Paul, though, too. He did have the fortitude to stand up against the bully from New Jersey. That guy looks like a mafia hitman to me. Don't like him at all, him and his bully tactics.
Very interesting. By the way, we have a Kasich clip. We haven't played him yet, and I don't think we've played Jeb Bush. So those are two we can play, Todd, if you're able.
Got him.
Go ahead and roll first Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida.
We never gave them a chance to live.
all human life at every stage of its development is worthy of protection.
Marco Rubio.
I think
actually,
that law already exists. It's called the Constitution of the United States. And let me go further.
That's Rubio.
I believe that every single human being is in charge of the is entitled to the protection of our laws, whether they can vote or not.
Yeah,
that was Marco Rubio.
Why am I getting those labeled that way?
I'm not sure. You got a label problem there. No problem. How about John Kasich?
My father, oh man, his father was a coal miner. My mother's mother could barely speak English, and their son today stands on this podium in the great state of Ohio, not only as the governor, but a candidate for president of the United States. I do believe in miracles. You know, I've had a lot of elections, but my elections are really not about campaigns. I tell my people that these are about a movement, and a movement to do what? To restore common sense, a movement to do things like provide economic growth, and a movement not to let anybody be behind. You know, today the country's divided. You ask a question about the police and the difficulty in communities. We've got to unite our country again, because we're stronger when we are united, and we are weaker when we are divided. And we've got to listen to other people's voices, respect them. But keep in mind, and I believe in terms of the things that I've read in my lifetime, the Lord's not picking us, but because of how we respect human rights, because that we are a good force in the world, he wants America to be strong, he wants America to succeed, and he wants America to lead. And nothing's more important to me than my family, my faith, and my friends.
That is Governor John Kasich of Ohio, and his take on the last night's debate. The caller earlier mentioned that. We'll get a Jeb Bush clip in here as well. If nothing else, from the last 30 seconds of the closing statements from last night's debate. We're trying to get one of the candidates in because we want your take. Who won? Who lost? Let us know at 800-228-0550. So, Cameron, give me your top three winners on last night's debate. Winners or losers, whatever you prefer.
Oh, well, I was just going to... Sorry. You brought up all the Cloverdale stuff earlier, so I was like thinking, are we competing for Cloverdale stuff?
Well, if you're in Watford City, I'll give you your choice of what, you know, let's see,
your
tangy summer
I like
sausage
bacon
butts.
And stuff.
Yeah, you and the rest of the planet, I'm with you, and you should be in Watford City, and we'd have Chipotle garlic bacon for you.
All right. Anyhow, I was going to ask you, I didn't hear what you thought of it. Who did you like?
I started with my top three. I said Trump won by not losing. I don't think he was fantastic. If you actually broke down word by word what he did and said, it wasn't that great. But overall, he had high expectations, and he didn't really disappoint. And I think the Fox folks ganging up on him a little bit, and the other candidates having the gun for position, obviously going for the front runner, he weathered that pretty well. So I think he comes out in the same position of being the guy that's unafraid of saying what needs to be said. And for that reason, he won. I think Ben Carson was number two. I say that because Ben Carson is the exact opposite of Donald Trump, but just from his sheer brain power demonstrated, again, the Trump factor is there because he's not a politician. He's not been in that arena before, and while Trump's a business guy, Carson's a neurosurgeon, I just thought it was very obvious he's got a great love for this country and some great ideas about how to run it. So I thought he emerged pretty well. And then number three for me was Marco Rubio. So those were my top three, but I want your top three. You can, and if you're not Republican,
I don't have anything because they didn't talk about us.
They didn't talk about you?
They didn't talk about us, we the people, the... You know, they didn't talk about an issue that has to do with middle America.
Well, the economy would have something to do with middle America, obviously.
They didn't really talk about that either. No, there was nothing specific in anything any of them said. Aside from, well, no, I take that back. They were specific about going to war with Iran, Russia, ISIS, and half the world.
Well, certainly that affects us as well, obviously keeping us safe and keeping us out of harm's way. Affects us. But I think your point is well taken, Cameron, in that I think people do want to say, how does this affect me? Talk to me. What are you going to do? And honestly, I believe most people right now today in this country, especially conservatives, feel this country's on the wrong track and going down a very dangerous path in many ways. And they want somebody that, number one, recognizes that. And number two, is not afraid to say it. And number three, is going to do something about it. And so I think
the track we're going down is a right-wing track. We've been swinging to the right now for 30-plus years.
Yeah, no, Barack Obama's been president for the last 8 years. I don't know if your paperboy missed you, Cameron, but I don't think you can call this a right-wing track.
Well, they thought it was over when Barack Obama got elected, but then there were the midterm elections, and that shattered all those hopes.
Yeah, but nothing's changed, at least of what's gotten to his desk. So that really is, to call this a right-wing track is...
If you want change, why would you vote for the GOP, grand old party, the party opposed to change?
So who do you think is the better change agent? Who would you vote for? What party?
Well, the Democrats.
Okay, great. Appreciate the call, Cameron. Thanks. And the whole idea of the right-wing track we've been on for the last 30 years is amusing. Jack at Fargo, what's your take?
Yeah, I think that you know, Donald Trump really needs to brush up on being more humble. But I agree with you, Ben Carson really seems like a very humble man. Ted Cruz, I think, was probably the number three, but I'd say Marco Rubio was number one. I'd say Ben Carson number two, and then I'd say Cruz number three. Cruz is, it seems like he has his heart in the right place, and I think he would be a very good man that would walk down the road, and he would not let anybody do it. But unfortunately, it's too bad we can't put all those guys in, you know, down in Washington, and each gets a cabinet post basically to, because I think they're all good candidates.
Good take. What if you had to pick a loser, somebody just blew it, what was there one last night?
Rand Paul, I think he lost it. I don't think he's just not there, man. I mean, that lady that was on the 5 o'clock one, she seems like she has her head on straight. She seems like she knows what she's doing. She would be definitely a good Secretary of State or some high cabinet post, but I don't think she'd be, I don't think she'd be a... the president.
Hey, it's good take. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Glad you're out there. 800-228-0550. Right here in Watford City listening to us is Hank. What's on your mind, Hank?
I say the winners were, there were three winners. The non-politicians in Trump and I can't think of the lady's name, and then, of course, Dr. Carson. And the loser was Fox News, because they showed exactly what their plan was. They showed it very well. So
in what way, Hank?
Kelly especially.
In what way? Taking on Trump?
They weren't trying to pick on Trump. I don't know if you listened to Rush yesterday. Rush missed it. He said that Rubio and Bush were told to take out Trump last night. He missed it. It was Fox News that was told to take out Trump last night, and they did everything they could to take him out. And that's the reason Fox News loses. They lost big time because it was absolutely obvious, especially in Megyn Kelly and in Chris Wallace. I thought Brett always handled himself very well, but the other two, they were big time losers. I never watched Chris Wallace anyway. Used to watch Megan once in a while, but I won't watch her anymore. I saw exactly what she was up to.
I haven't seen it myself, but I heard some reports that her Facebook page is filled with all kinds of criticism about her performance last night. I don't know.
From the time they walked out on the stage, I mean, I've never seen anything like this. You watch that when they walked out, how it just, I mean, it was just unconventional. I mean, you talk about, I don't know. I just felt uncomfortable for those guys, the way they handled them when they first walked out. And then it just got worse from there.
Hey, I hope to see you at the corner of Main and 2nd Avenue for some great Cloverdale products today. Hank, come see us. We're downtown Watford City, okay?
All right, I'll be down a little later. Got to work, but when I get off work, I'll swing that way, man.
Please do. We'll be here through the lunch hour, and of course, Ripfest goes to L.A. Tonight, and great fun. So the musical entertainment starts with the Burning Hill Singers at noon, and of course, Jesse Beter is going to perform as well, and lots of others. This is just a great family-friendly event. Should be a lot of fun. Brent in Northwood, real quick on that earlier caller, you wanted to comment about Cameron. What did you want to say?
Well, I just find it laughable when these liberals are somehow seeking specific details and specifics in terms of helping out the middle class. Every single topic that the debaters talked about last night affects the middle class, and how detailed can they get? And in 90 seconds or whatever it may be.
Good point, Brent. The overall topics certainly do, but they're talking points. I hear you. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask 2 questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Target Field, here we come. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon inviting you to join me and the What's on Your Mind team as we head out in a Twins Fun Bus to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers Thursday, August 13th. Just a few tickets remain, so this is your last chance to join us. $129 gets you sweet seats behind home plate, the coach ride down, and free breakfast from Sandy's Donuts, too. Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, and ask for Marie for your tickets. And join us for the Twins Fun Bus Thursday, August 13th.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We have politicians in Washington using these as wedge issues. Here's my commitment to you, because I did it as Florida. We can fix these things. We can grow economically and restore America's leadership in the world so that everybody has a chance to rise up.
I haven't said anything about me being the only one to do anything, so let me try that. I'm the only one to separate Siamese twins. The only... the only one to operate on babies while they were still in the mother's womb. The only one to take out half of a brain, although you would think if you go to Washington that someone had beat me to it.
That probably was the line of the debate.
That's the line. That's
a good line. That was really good. That was Dr. Ben Carson. Before that, Jeb Bush. So I think we got everybody in for the top ten. We haven't had Carly Fiorina, who won the earlier debate by everyone's account. Wanted to get that before the end and a few more calls. We're live in Watford City. It is Ribfest, ladies and gentlemen. And the Ribbers are out here, and they include this fellow who's won a few Ribfests in his day. Our friend Ole from the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch is back.
How's it going? Glad to be here in Watford City this morning. You know, it's a little windy, a little breezy. Great day for cooking ribs.
Isn't it fantastic?
Oh, yeah. You get a little smoke in your eye.
Now, you're coming off a big win in Bowman, I understand.
I won Bowman there, People's Choice and Judges Award 2 weeks ago.
How do you win?
You just have Ole juice on your meat.
Ole juice on your meat. Now, where does the meat come from?
Well, Cloverdale meats, of course.
Oh, so there's the secret combo.
I've been using Cloverdale country-style ribs every Friday night at Buffalo Gap Ranch for the last 10 years.
How about that?
And so they've got the best country-style ribs in the country.
All right, so come on, see Ole, and he wants your vote.
Oh, yeah, always take some. I guess they're having a people's vote this year.
They are, yep. Okay. They're having a people's vote and some judges from all over the country.
Oh, there you go. I got a little more higher competition on the voting deal.
There you go. And this is one of the best rib fests on the planet, isn't it?
I've been here 5 years. I won it 5 years ago. And since then, I haven't been able to get in the system, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Well, I am too.
And you better tell us about that Real American Jam Music Festival you have coming up at Buffalo Gap later this month, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to have our second series of the Country Jam. We got Keith Anderson, Josh Grayson, Cat Perkins, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Trailer Choir, along with several other bands of 16 total entertainers that weekend. You can get on realamericanjam.com, buy your tickets on a daily system or the whole weekend. We've got camping available, dry camping for at least 200-300 campers.
All the details at realamericanjam.com.
Everything's on there.
August 28th through the 30th.
Only
good to see you. Good luck with those Cloverdale ribs and that secret Ole sauce.
Well, yeah, hopefully it does it for me again this year.
All right, go
you guys
them.
Have a great one.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Appreciate that very much. 8 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's see here, Todd. What do we got left? We got a recap of the entire debate, right? So we'll be able to have that, and we have Carly from last night. Here's Carly's. Here's
so
Carly's.
I think what happened last night is a lot of people said, "Oh my gosh, there's another woman in the race. Oh my gosh, she actually does pretty well." Day to day, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing, which is campaigning and talking to voters about the issues.
That is Carly Fiorina. And I tell you what we'll do. We'll do the recap and put it on our Facebook page. It'll be on the K-Fire Facebook page, Todd's page, mine, as well as What's on Your Mind. All right, so we'll have that for you as well, because we are just getting to be, we are almost plumb out of time. I'll take one more call, and then we have one more guest we're going to check in real quick with here as well. Dave in West Fargo, who won last night?
Yeah, Dave from West Fargo. First of all, I was very disappointed the way Fox News handled the debate. I think the attacks on Trump were personal, and even though Trump may not be my number one pick, he wasn't treated very fair at all. And the big loser, I would say, was Christie for his disregard for the Constitution. And then my three picks for winners would be Carla Fiorina, Cruz, and Rubio.
I appreciate that call and your take very much. And by the way, we didn't get to play the exchange between what he's talking about on the Constitution with Chris Christie and Rand Paul. We'll do that on Monday, I promise that. Flynn Christensen is here, and we want to just quickly say hi to him because we wanted to catch up a little bit earlier. We're not going to have time to do as much as we want to do today, but I want folks to know that the Watford City Event Center is under construction right now, and this thing's going to be unbelievable. Flynn, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Scott?
What do you want folks to know about that event center?
I think that people should know that the Event Center is gearing up to be the crowning jewel of Watford City and of all of Western North Dakota.
When do you cut the ribbon and open the doors?
We're looking about this time next year, give or take, weather permitting. Of course, it's always a factor here in North Dakota.
This is going to be an unbelievable facility. It's right next to the high school.
It is. It's a 270,000, roughly, square foot facility. It's a sport complex, mega event complex. We can hit everything from local community clubs, church groups, large concerts, day-to-day leisure activities. We got a indoor water slide with a little lazy river.
This thing's going to be incredible.
Public skating, yeah, it's an amazing complex.
Really looking forward to it. And we'll have you back one of these days, talk a little about it in more detail,
well,
and let folks know about
it. Thank you.
Good to see you, Flynn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Flynn Christensen is the manager of the Watford City Event Center that we wanted to chat with today as well on the program. And we're going to be here through the lunch hour, so really encourage you to come on by. And, of course, the ribbing doesn't even begin until 5. I mean, they're cooking the ribs now, but the ribs start at 5, so you have plenty of time to get here and take it all in, and I'm just really looking forward to it. It is the Best of the West Rib Fest, a lot of fun in Watford City. And if you've not been here before, and maybe, you know, you think, oh, the traffic, or trust me. The roads are as good as they've ever been. 85 is absolutely incredible getting in and out of Watford City, so it's easy to get here. Just come up north at Belfield, and you're going to enjoy your time here today. We'll be serving up the free Cloverdale products through about 1, 2 o'clock this afternoon, so stop by and see us in Watford City for Ribfest. We'll see you again Monday on the program as well. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening. Call us 24/7 if you have comments on the program at 855-200-1776, extension 1. Bye-bye. You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.